slowly because of how it grows. Every day we hear the same dark list of those crow's words, thinking they're so holy while leaving mementos. There are crows in the trees, saying crow things, doing as they please. There are crows everywhere, but we're nothing good here, dear. I don't care, I don't care, because I know you love me.
Chapter 10. Entertaining a notion, like entertaining a baby cousin or entertaining a pack of hyenas, is a dangerous thing to refuse to do. If you refuse to entertain a baby cousin, the baby cousin may get bored and entertain itself by wandering off and falling down a well. If you refuse to entertain a pack of hyenas, they may become restless and entertain themselves by devouring you. But if you refuse to entertain a notion, which is just a fancy way of saying that you refuse to think about a certain idea, you have to be much braver than someone who is merely facing some bloodthirsty animals, or some parents who are upset to find their little darling at the bottom of a well, because nobody knows what an idea will do when it goes off to entertain itself, particularly if the idea comes from a sinister villain. "I don't care what that horrible man says," Violet said to her siblings, as Detective Dupin's plastic footsteps faded away. "We're not going to choose which one of us will escape and who will be left to burn at the stake. I absolutely refuse to entertain the notion." "But what are we going to do?" Klaus asked. "Try to contact Mr. Poe?" "Mr. Poe won't help us," Violet replied. "He'll think we're ruining the reputation of his bank. We're going to escape." "Falk," Sunny said. "I know it's a jail cell," Violet said, "but there must be some way to get out." She pulled her ribbon out of her pocket and tied up her hair, her fingers shaking as she did so. The eldest Baudelaire had spoken confidently, but she did not feel as confident as she sounded. A cell is built for the specific purpose of keeping people inside, and she was not sure she could make an invention that could get the Baudelaires out of the uptown jail. But once her hair was out of her eyes, her inventing brain began to work at full force, and Violet took a good look around the cell for ideas. First she looked at the door of the cell, examining every inch of it. "Do you think you could make another lockpick?" Klaus asked hopefully. "You made an excellent one when we lived with Uncle Monty." "Not this time," Violet replied. "The door locks from the outside, so a lockpick would be of no use." She closed her eyes for a moment in thought, and then looked up at the tiny barred window. Her siblings followed her gaze, a phrase which here means also looked at the window and tried to think of something helpful.
"Boy Cleo?"
Sunny asked, which meant, "Do you think you could make some more welding torches to melt the bars? You made some excellent ones when we lived with the Squallers." "Not this time," Violet said. "If I stood on the bench, and Klaus stood on my shoulders, and you stood on Klaus's shoulders, we could probably reach the window. But even if we melted the bars, the window isn't big enough to crawl through, even for Sunny." "Sunny could call out the window," Klaus said, "and try to attract the attention of someone to come and save us. Thanks to mob psychology, every citizen of VFD thinks that we're criminals," Violet pointed out. "No one is going to come rescue an accused murderer and her accomplices." She closed her eyes and thought again, and then knelt down to get a closer look at the wooden bench.
"Rats!"
she said. Klaus jumped slightly.
"Where?"
he said.
"I don't mean there are rats in the cell,"
she said, hoping that she was speaking the truth.
"I just mean rats."
"I was hoping that the bench would be made of wooden boards held together with screws or nails.
Screws and nails are always handy for inventions, but it's just a solid carved piece of wood which isn't handy at all. Violet sat down on the solid carved piece of wood and sighed.
I don't know what I can do, she admitted.
Klaus and Sunny looked at one another nervously.
I'm sure you'll think of something, Klaus said.
Maybe you'll think of something,
Violet replied, looking at her brother.
There must be something you've read that could help us.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。